the chip model double-checked its way to first place. A chip model just outscored a far more expensive one on a terminal task benchmark. It did not get smarter. It got to check itself more. Instead of answering once and shipping, it solves the same task repeatedly, compares the attempts, grades them, and keeps only what survives. At roughly an 11th of the cost per run, the same budget buys an order of magnitude more attempts, and the attempt count is what shows up as accuracy. So the interesting question stops being which model is smarter and becomes what a single verification pass costs you.
Oh, breaking! The model that costs 11 decks less, just won. Its trick is checking its own answer over and over.
Then deploy more agents. One solves it, 10 grade it. Done.
Isn't it out? Answer once, verify 10 more times. Still under one call to the expensive one.
Sir, every double check is a billable call. 11 checks, 11 line items. Thank you for scaling.
是一个松智能加加义务的半耐优待瘦子还没个加出一分加到有画面不可他们塞了过他做案。如果的 是的, essay 就是等都缩减还没有和都和地地边。现在我不知道当那一想一想我在的就距离走。
Rerun times. Checking twice only scales if checking is cheap. On our own boxes, the meter never moves. You're so pessimistic, its result is good news is narrow. Scaling verification only works while verification is cheap. When every pass is a metered call, 11 checks are 11 invoices, and the accuracy you bought arrives with a bill attached. PAX's funds work out across agents and makes them argue each other down, keeping only what survives, for the same reason. That loop is only free to widen when it runs on hardware you own. MITI is pushing serving costs down, and on-prem keeping the infrastructure under your own control meet exactly here. Renting the clever model is one option. Owning a yard where a cheap model can run all day is the one that compounds.